I've also time traveled into June and July, and we're going to have a wonderful summer, actually. It'll be a really wonderful, glorious summer where many people will be celebrating because they'll have this, all of this lockdown will be done.
Ted ist auch in Juni und Juli schon gereist, jetzt in diesen Sommer hinein, und sie hat gesehen, dass wir also einen wunderschönen Sommer feiern werden mit regelrecht Befreiung, und ja, klingt gut. Sounds great.
Yeah, yeah. So you just have to be patient. Don't take the shot. It's got nothing good in it for you. Nothing.
Keine Impfung zu sich nehmen, bitte keine Impfung.
It's an attempt to decrease the world's population. That's all it is.
Wow. Es ist nur der Versuch, eben die Bevölkerung zu minimieren.
Yeah, the mortality rate right now is over 10%.
Die Sterblichkeitsrate aufgrund der Impfung ist mittlerweile bei über 10%.
And my angels say by the end of this year it'll be 20-25%.
Und Ende des Jahres wird es bei 20-25% liegen.
And eventually alles will be tot from the vaccine. Most alles. Ja. Close. Yeah. About 80%, 70-80%.
It won't happen. It won't.
I know it won't, but I'm just saying that's what if things continue. But,
thoughts are energy.
I know.
All right. Our thoughts are energy, and we have to be careful.
By April, I don't see them continuing this program past April, because so many people will have lost so many relatives and friends and families that they're going to stop. It's going to be a worldwide stop to it now.
Mm-hmm. Also April sieht halt, dass eben dort das ganze Szenario zum Stopp kommt.
Zum Beispiel, India now refuses to give the Pfizer vaccine in India. They refused it. Now,
Indien hat mittlerweile einen Stopp eingelegt, was diese Impfung angeht. Die haben also es abgelehnt.
You know, Gates had killed a lot of children in India from his vaccines, and the Indian government's not allowing anything in now. Yeah. They don't trust him.
Bill Gates hat viele Kinder ermordet aufgrund seiner Impfungen, die er dorthin gebracht hat, und die Regierung erlaubt es nicht mehr, dass er dort jetzt
umreisen kann. I want to mention also, people don't realize it, but Ray, you live right next to the ocean, don't you?
Close by, yes.
Okay. Mm-hmm. You're right in the middle of Lemurian energy out there.
Yay!
You are.
Good.
You are. You're right along that ocean area.
Yep.
And Hawaii is the tip of the mountain of Lemuria.
That's right. Yep. That's right. Maui is. Maui's the tip of Lemuria that once existed.
Well, we just moved down here, and it's quiet, it's nice. We really love it down here.
The energy, I bet, is very calm.
Yes.
Interesting.
Also, Ray lebt in der Nähe des Meeres, wie schon angesprochen, in der Nähe der lemurischen Energien, oder hat die Energien dort, und es ist dort, wo er jetzt lebt, sehr ruhig und schön.
Have you run into Cliff High down there?
Run into what?
Cliff High. He's a psychic guy.
No, I haven't.
He bought a house down around Cosmopolis where you are last year. A year before last, something. Within the last two years he's moved.
I have to find him.
Okay. I'll put you in touch with him if you want. Yeah. Yeah, I'll give you his email. You guys are neighbors now, so.
Yeah. In Cosmopolis, everybody's like an arm length away.
Yeah, right.
Okay.
Yeah.
You are Canadian, or... Where are you from, Ray?
I'm from the eastern United States. I'm from the state of Connecticut.
Ah, okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
I grew up in Connecticut. I lived there till I was in my 40s, and then I moved to do spiritual work out in Arizona.
Wow.
Oh, nice. Okay. In Sedona?
Not Sedona, but in the Prescott area.
Oh, okay.
20 minutes away.
Okay, I know where that is. Yeah. Yeah, and how long you been out in Washington, right?
I've been in Washington now for almost 20 years probably.
Oh, wow, amazing.
So, quite amazing. A few years.
Amazing.
I went down from Arizona, I went down to San Diego, California.
Uh-huh. Nice. Mm-hmm. Nice.
And I had my own TV program down there.
Well, tell us about that.
I'll, let me tell you how I got to California. My wife and I, my previous wife before my current wife, owned two houses on a small property in Arizona. And one of the ladies that owned, that actually rented from us in the other house, she came over one day and she said, should I be looking for a new place to live? Huh? Why? And she said, my guides told me you're going to California. I'm like, no, I'm not going to California. And so she goes, well, that's what they said. So I'm just telling you. So my wife and I looked at each other. So we went to see two friends of ours that are astrologers. And they were pretty accurate in what they did for astrology.
Yeah.
So I went there and they have their computer program that they run, and they were off in a corner and they're buzzing with each other. I'm like, wait, what are you talking about? And they look at me and they go, are you moving to California? What do you mean? Well, that's what your chart says, that you're moving down to Southern California.
Oh,
somewhere,
wow.
Down near San Diego.
Uh-huh.
Huh? So we went back home, and my wife, who was kind of psychic herself, she said, well, let me go meditate. And I'll see what I get. And she comes back a little while later. She goes, okay, pack up. We're moving. I said, well, why? And I was really into video work. And I was shooting town meetings and all kinds of stuff. And she said, you have to do some video stuff down in, you know, in California.
Uh-huh.
So we packed up everything. We sold everything we had. We sold our property. And we moved down to right outside of San Diego. And I went to school with Cox Cable, and I became a television producer, and I helped a lot of television production. And then while I was there, I said, well, I really want my own program. So I started shooting my own program every couple of weeks. So,
Oh, how nice.
It was called The Mind's Eye.
Interesting.
Kind of a metaphysical program.
Interesting. Now, when you do a hypnosis session, tell us a little bit about the logistics, if you don't mind, so people can understand better what you do.
Are you talking about in office or on Zoom?
Either one or both.
Well, when people come in, I always start everybody off with a consultation so that they understand everything that goes on with hypnosis. Mm-hmm. And I think that's the most important step.
I will translate this. It's important to know. So Ted hat jetzt gefragt, wie geht es denn und wie macht Ray seine Sessions? Wie beginnt es? Und das Erste, was er macht, ist also, dass man zusammenkommt und er ihnen erklärt, wie es funktioniert, was es ist, um was es geht.
So once people understand how hypnosis works, they feel much more comfortable.
Und wenn man einfach versteht, wie Hypnose funktioniert, dann fühlt man sich damit schon wohler.
And then they come back in and I start gathering information about what they need hypnosis for.
Und dann kommen sie wieder und dann sammelt ihr Informationen darüber, was sie eben in der Hypnose, was da betrachtet werden muss, soll.
So then I do what I call a feel-good session.
Und dann tut er eine sogenannte Fühl-gut, man fühlt sich gut Session.
So I put them into hypnosis, I take them down to a particular level that's, you know, it would be equivalent of like, in sleep, it would be called deep theta.
Okay.
Und er beginnt dann mit der Hypnose und bringt sie also in einem Level, wo man sozusagen so eine Art Tiefschlaf hat.
Ja, do you have them like watch a pendulum swing back and forth, or what? What exactly?
There's a number of different kinds of inductions. Uh-huh. There's one called the standard Elman induction. There's a 7 ± 2. Sometimes I just do what's called a progressive relaxation. When I teach my students, they probably get 10 or 12 different kinds of inductions. And then they learn how to take people even deeper into hypnosis.
I see. Okay. All right. Thank you.
Also, and Ray bringt jetzt nicht mit Himmel, es geht hier nicht um Pendel, sondern es geht um bestimmte Anweisungen oder Weisungen, wie dann die Person in diesen Hypnose-Zustand kommt. Da gibt es also verschiedene Arten, um das zu tun.
And then I teach them to go find for themselves a safe, peaceful place where if they meet any really bad emotions, they can return to that place.
I see. Mm-hmm.
Und dann sagt ihnen, finde jetzt einen sicheren, ruhigen Ort, wo du hingehen kannst, eben auch wenn mal negative Emotionen kommen, dass er dort immer wieder zurückgehen kann zu diesem Ort.
Yeah. So they always have a nice safe place that they can return to if they have strong emotions. Mm-hmm. And then I always take them back to a happy childhood memory.
Und dann, wenn sie also ihren sicheren Ort haben, dann bringt es sie auch zurück zu einer ganz glücklichen Kindheitserinnerung.
And so, it sounds funny, but the client is relaxing. They go to a peaceful place. I tap them on the shoulder because I'm anchoring that feeling.
Hm. Aha. Also der Klient ist also dann in dieser glücklichen Erinnerung, in diesem sicheren Ort. Und Ray berührt ihn an der Schulter, um dort die Verbindung herzustellen zwischen ihm und dieser wunderbaren Erinnerung.
And then I take them down to their happy childhood memory and they tell me about it and I tap that anchor again.
Also einmal, wenn er beim sicheren Ort ist, tappt, fasst ihn an und dann bringt er ihn zu der glücklichen Kindheitserinnerung und fasst nochmal an der Schulter an, um sich dort einzuklinken, um dort diese Verbindung herzustellen.
And so that's pretty much, that's going to be at least an hour and a half going through all of that.
Und das dauert ungefähr eine bis anderthalb Stunden.
And then I bring them up out of hypnosis and I teach them how to do self-hypnosis, take themselves back down there.
Mm-hmm. Dann kommen sie zurück aus der Hypnose und Ray bringt ihnen bei, wie sie Selbsthypnose praktizieren können, um wieder an diesen Ort zu kommen.
So why would I do what's called an anchor? Well, if I take the client down in session number two.
Mm-hmm. Also warum tut er das da? Warum legt er diesen Anker? Wenn Ray dann in der zweiten Session Hypnose ist.
And I take them to a strong emotion and I help them to try and let go of it.
Und bringt dann diesen Klienten zu einer sehr starken Emotion und hilft ihm dabei, diese Emotion zu lösen.
If they can't quite get past it, can't let go of it, somebody did something really bad to them. If I'm going through that and I tap their shoulder, I'm accessing positive feelings that will help them to let go of all that.
Wenn also der Klient an so einer starken Emotion festhängt und dort nicht weiterkommt, dann berührt Ray wieder die Schulter und automatisch entsteht dort aufgrund des Ankers, was vorher gelegt wurde, mit diesen positiven Emotionen, entsteht dort eine Verbindung zu Positiven hin. Und das hilft dem Klienten in dieser Situation.
And then I help them to see themselves being successful and not having that issue in the future.
Mm-hmm. Und das hilft dem Kunden, also sich dort, das dort als, sie sehen als Erfolg an, was dort passiert, und es spielt keine Rolle mehr in der Zukunft.
That's pretty
wow.
Much it. You know, it's all different. If I have someone that's a smoker, I want to quit, but I don't know how to do that. Mm-hmm. I call that an inner conflict.
I see. Mm-hmm.
Also wenn wir zum Beispiel einen Raucher haben, das ist jemand, der möchte gern aufhören, weiß aber nicht wie, dann haben wir hier einen inneren Konflikt.
And so I use a technique called Parts Therapy, Roy Hunter's Parts Therapy, and the process helps me to talk to aspects of the client.
Und hier verwendet er die Parts-Therapie, also Teiltherapie, wo er zu verschiedenen Aspekten, wenn ich es richtig verstanden habe, ja, dass er dort dann mit verschiedenen Aspekten anspricht.
So we go back and forth, helping them to get to terms with it, and then we bring them on the same page.
Mhm. Dann geht man also wieder vor, zurück, bis man eben alles zusammen hat und es zusammenbringen kann.
And then we release the inner conflict.
Und dann wird dieser innere Konflikt gelöst.
Yeah. Uh-huh. So there's quite a few different techniques we use with hypnosis.
Uh-huh. Also es gibt verschiedene Techniken, die man mit Hypnose anwenden kann.
Yeah.
Wow.
I was bringing back a lady last week in California who had been abducted. Mm-hmm. And I did it. I do a different way, but I did it. Use similar techniques.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll never forget listening to her, and I heard this scream. And
Ted hat mit jemandem zusammengearbeitet, die entführt wurde, und erinnert sich daran, dass diesen Schrei hört.
But then I calmed her down and was able to help her. But I do remember that it was, yeah, I do a little differently, but it's similar what you do.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So somewhere along the line, you're letting go of their trapped emotions.
Right, okay. Yeah, yeah. And a lot of people who've been through that particular horrific event, they have their guard up, and it's hard for them to release their guard because they're constantly having this protection around them, psychological protection. I don't blame them. You know, I mean, it's a natural reaction to something like that.
Yeah, yeah.
You know.
And they have been abducted when they were children or when they have been grown up?
When is it
most horrible, or when is this emotion more?
Yeah, a lot of times with the reptilians and the grays, they'll start with a girl, maybe 8, 9, 10 years old, 12, and repeatedly rape her, take her eggs, make hybrid children, and then follow her for the rest of her life. And they've done the same thing to the mother and grandmother and succeeding generations. It's a cross-generational thing. They pick families and often harvest eggs. But a lot of the times when they do that, most of the time the hybrid entities don't live, and it's impossible for them to include a soul into the new entities, because that's something only God does. And so these biological entities usually don't live. Some do, but usually most don't.
Okay. And how do I know that this happened to me, for example? Somebody wants to know if it happened to him or her.
I use a lot of tools. Usually I just get an answer right away. Mm. If you want, I can ask now, or we can do it maybe off air. It's kind of a personal thing.
I know it. I've been abducted a lot of times, but question is for others, maybe how to find out.
My little dowsing rods, that's a yes. This is a no. Mm-hmm. When I ask whether you have been abducted and you do have hybrid children, I got a yes on that. Yeah. Mm-hmm. They look at humans like cattle. And also, too, you see, what's interesting about the grays with the big black eyes mm-hmm. is that they say that they're us humans in the future. And this year, and it's not entirely, it's not incorrect to say that, because this year, starting with the vaccines, there's going to be people who, children born from that. And if they keep getting vaccines, they get genetically manipulated. So eventually, several thousand years of that, they've lost their humanity. They've lost all their emotions. One of the things, the things coming out now is that shuts down the pineal gland, which is your attention tie into God. Once you shut it down, you basically become a robotic automaton, biological entity, which is what the grays are. The grays are a robotic slave species, which mm-hmm. serves the reptilians. And one of the energetic things in the new things coming out is a program which tells people that the reptilians are our friends and they are to be obeyed. Mm-hmm. And so it's a mess, but there's a real split happening now between those people who are awake and are ascending and those people who aren't awake and are not ascending. And it's happening right now as we speak.
Yep.
And I knew that this would be happening now. My guides told me about it several years ago, but I had no idea how it would transpire. And it's happening now. A lot of people are going to die, unfortunately. And they'll be exiting the planet.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a little bit like watching Jews going off to Nazi concentration camps. And I know, because I was there during the last war and I witnessed it. It bothered me then and it bothers me now. But a lot of this are soul contracts where people agreed to leave early, to leave now, as an example, to wait other people up. I don't know what to do except continue with my work and try to raise consciousness. It's funny, isn't it? Even mentioning this on the air can lead to censorship. You know, but it's a time for people to wake up. They really have to wake up. And if they don't, they're not going to sin.
Dr. Libby told us about this hard machine that can heal this, you know.
Right. Yeah, and she's good. Mm-hmm.
How can I get, for example, a Hado machine? Is it? Can I have one?
Yeah, of course. Yeah. Write me an email. I'll put you in touch with people who sell it. No problem.
So maybe we have people that got this,
right?
You know, but they wake up, and now they wonder, how can I get rid of it?
Yeah,
because a lot of people, they do it because they think they are helping.
I know.
What about them? They need a chance to.
I've been told the Galactics are going to step in at some point soon to help, you know, eviscerate the worst parts of this.
Yeah,
and I can't think it can't be too soon, frankly, for it, you know. And I'm waiting myself, and I can't wait for it to happen personally. But still, there's a lot of people maybe it's in their soul contract. Mm-hmm. That
they sacrifice themselves to show the others what this really means. This, I don't want to mention it.
Yeah, right. All right.
Let me translate what we just talked about.
Okay.
Just a few sentences. Wir haben jetzt kurz nochmal über das Thema Impfung gesprochen. Dann möchte ich nochmal auf die letzte Show, glaube ich, Gerhard, war das mit Dr. Libby, verweisen.
Ja.
Eine wunderbare Radioshow, die also wo nochmal ganz genau erklärt wird, was enthalten ist und was es geht bei der Impfung und so weiter und so fort. Wer da nochmal mehr dazu erfahren möchte, kann ich wirklich empfehlen, sich diese Show nochmal von Dr. Libby mit anzuhören.
Ja, die kann man sich anhören, wenn man googelt Ted Marr und Planet Soul, S-O-L. Ja? Dann findet man es an erster Stelle.
Ja, genau.
Yeah, so I know, you know, they're doing everything. The negatives have lost the battle for the ascension, but they're still trying to stop us from ascending.
Mm-hmm. Also die Negativen haben verloren, versuchen aber immer noch uns aufzuhalten, was unseren Aufstieg angeht.
Yeah, but I know they're not going to be successful.
Mm-hmm. Wir wissen, dass sie nicht erfolgreich sein werden damit.
It's still a hard thing for me to see people die from this.
Es ist immer noch hart zuzuschauen, wie Menschen jetzt trotzdem daran sterben.
But I do see this being shut down by April, just because many people will wake up about it.
Mm-hmm.
And,
jetzt sieht aber, dass spätestens im April das Ganze beendet wird, weil bis dahin sehr, sehr viele Menschen aufgewacht sein werden.
Yeah, many people will wake up, and the only thing we can do is to try to wake up as many people as possible. That's all we can do, you know.
Und was wir tun können, ist versuchen, so viele Menschen wie möglich mit aufzuwachen, wecken.
This is a planet of free will, but
das ist ein Planet des freien Willens.
You know, but what I like about Ray's work is that you really help a lot of people with your hypnotherapy. And you help them take out the psychological blocks people have.
Yes.
You know, and that's really appreciative.
Das Wunderbare an Rays Arbeit ist, dass einfach hilft, diese Blockaden aufzulösen, diese inneren, unterbewussten Blockaden aufzulösen.
Mm-hmm. You know, you help people in a way that nobody else can. You know, like the lady who had the hiccups for 8 years.
Yeah.
Also Ray hilft vielen Menschen auf eine Art und Weise, wie nur er es schafft, wo sie woanders überhaupt keine Lösung für sich finden würden. Und er findet da eine wunderbare Lösung. Mm-hmm. How can we get in touch with you, Ray? I'm really interested.
I'll give you my phone number, 253-223-9332. And my website is aldebaranhypnotherapycenter.com.
Could you spell that for us, please?
Yeah.
Aldebaran hypnotherapycenter.com. my wife picked that. Aldebaran is supposed to be the bright star in the Taurus system, but when you look closer, it's many stars together that look like one star. So she was always wanting it to be, you know, all the people we could help, all the people we could teach.
Well, you're doing beautiful work, and you're in a really good part of the world.
Yes.
To do that.
Yeah.
And you know, whether you realize it or not, you're in about the best place you could be as far as helping people, because you help in a way that other third dimensional health practitioners, even though they're well-meaning, they have no idea what they're doing. So,
also Ray befindet sich eigentlich in einem wunderbaren Ort, um das zu tun, was tut, und hilft Menschen auf eine Art und Weise, die einfach wunderbar ist. Und yeah, it's wonderful, beautiful. Thank you so much.
Welcome.
Wow.
Yeah. So, thank you again. And could you give out your website one more time, Ray, to make sure people have it?
Aldebaran Hypnotherapy Center.com.
Okay.
Or I have a second one that's in my school site, which is just Aldebaran Hypnotherapy.com.
Okay. Okay, great. And you teach classes online? How do people to do that?
I do out of South Puget Sound Community College in Olympia.
Okay. Okay. Great. Great. Okay, then.
I did not get the first part of the domain. Dep.
Aldebaran, Aldebaran.
Once again? Sorry.
Aldebaran, hypnotherapy.com.
D-L-B?
Aldebaran.
Okay.
Aldebaran. Hypnotherapy Center. Ich kann es dir dann nochmal schicken.
Ja. Okay. Gut. Dann schreiben wir das dazu zur Sendung.
Ja, wir schreiben sehr gerne. And you are doing the sessions via Zoom too.
To Zoom, just like this.
Okay.
Yep, I'm not seeing anybody in person because of the COVID.
Okay, perfect. Okay.
And it works just as well over Zoom as it does.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Nice.
So, well, look at the time. Is
so much for coming on today, my friend, and everyone for supporting Out of This World Radio. We're a nonprofit program supported entirely by listener contributions. And if you'd like to contribute to support us, just please go to our website at outofthisworldreadings.net.
Ja, Ted bedankt sich für alle, die heute wieder zugehört haben. Und auch für unseren Gast heute vielen, vielen Dank. Und diese Show, die basiert allein auf Spendengeldern. Wer gerne spenden möchte, unterstützen möchte, der kann dies tun auf Teds Webseite outofthisworldreadings.com.
Okay, all right.
Thank you very much.
Okay, all right, my friends. And Gerhard, thanks so much for all your wonderful help. Saskia, as always, you're a great translator. I really appreciate you.
No, I'm doing my best. I'm trying.
You're doing fine. If you want that session, just re-log in using the same number. It'll be available in about 10 minutes.
Okay.
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 Okay. All right. Okay, Gerhard.
So, we did so it.
for all your wonderful help today. It was a great show. And Ray, thank you so much for coming on.
Ladies and gentlemen, wunderbar. Bye-bye. This was Ted Maas, Out of This World Radio Show hier auf Radio Soul International aus Vienna, aus dem schönen Wien, aus Österreich. Und we say goodbye. Ciao, ciao. See you.
All right, my friends. Cheers. Bye-bye, everyone.
Bye-bye.
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 Bye-bye. Thank you.
Bye.
Dankeschön. We'll be right back.
Radio Soul. The all-in-one solution for entertainment.